Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When did it hit you that your normal routine was so disrupted and so off? Like, when did it hit you, hey, I'm supposed to be at the ballpark right now at, you know, this date on the calendar and I'm not? And how, what was that like for you?
Oh, I think it really hit me really early in the shutdown during spring training, just because I was not going to either Leecom and the McKechnie Clubhouse or Pirate City. And even though I don't do every single game, we split that up with the other guys. Joe and I split the play-by-play, usually working about, you know, every other game in some capacity, TV and or radio. And so to be sitting in the condo in Bradenton for as long as I was, that's when it hit me. And then, of course, when we got up to Pittsburgh and you're just sitting around the house and not going to the ballpark, it hit me early on. And, you know, you get antsy. And the thing about it is that we're all in the same boat. And now you guys are lucky, Chris. You guys, you know, kept doing what you're doing. I know in a different capacity, perhaps, in a different location for some of you, but for so many people around the country, their jobs were shut down, and we were not like those folks.
Have you fought, like, are you pretty optimistic? I guess I don't even want to go down this road, but I will because I can't ignore it. Are you pretty optimistic that baseball will get underway on July 23rd with that double dip on opening night? I only bring it up because seeing some of these teams have, like, what seem like basic clerical problems with their tests is a little bit disconcerting, just in terms of imparting this feeling of everything's under control, the league has this all the way they want it.
Well, to answer the first question, absolutely. I'm very positive about the return, and I will not let the negativity sink in. And in fact, I'm trying to fight back. Chris, I could not believe the other day. I know that, I think it was Kevin Gorman wrote a story. I was on the Zoom call. I've been on those Zoom calls with these players. The Pirates PR folks have done a great job. Jim Trevinich lining up these players and Derek Shelton every day. But I was on one the other day with Jacob Stallings, and it was maybe a 10-minute interview, and there were several questions. About halfway through it, a couple of reporters asked him about, I think the question was set up like, you are kind of the guy as a catcher right in the middle of this. I mean, you can't be distancing 6 feet from others because you've got the batter right in front of you and you've got the umpire right behind you. And he answered that question, and somebody followed up with something else. And he basically said, I don't want to get anybody. He was very matter of fact, wasn't alarmed at all by it. He said, in fact, I hadn't thought about it until somebody brought it up. And he kind of chuckled. And that afternoon, the trib, and again, I'm not really blaming anyone, but it just goes to this idea, this almost, and I'm not saying you are either, but there is a negativity that has shifted into sports and to baseball. The headlines were, Pirates catcher, I froze it, screen froze it, because I was stunned by it, because I was on the Zoom call. Pirates catcher Jacob Stallings has concerns about coronavirus risks behind the plate. And I did a double take, and I read Kevin's story, which was, again, a lot about Stallings and the coronavirus. And 90% of this interview had nothing to do with that. It was about baseball. So that's a long-winded answer to tell you that I'm not going to fall into that trap. I think, and I'll say something else here. If anybody thinks that baseball, if it's not played, that you're going to play other team sports, you're out of your mind. There's no way, if baseball shuts down for whatever reason, that you're going to play these other sports. It would be impossible, much like the NBA shut down first and then the other sports had to shut down. So I think baseball's done the best it can do. I think I read that 98.5% of the tests that had to be administered were, and results came back. There are a ton of people they are trying to test. I believe they're trying to do the very best they can. And of course, with all these people, there are going to be some snafus along the way. It won't be perfect initially. It may never be. In fact, there's no testing anywhere in any sport that's going to be perfect. It ain't going to happen. So I think baseball's done the very best it can. I think it will get traction by the time the season starts. And I'm very confident that that baseball will start up on the 23rd and the 24th.
Greg Brown joining us right now, and he is brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. I'll ask you a couple of baseball questions, Brownie. I'll play ball, so to speak. Gregory Polanco, I heard Derek Shelton talking about him today with Cook and Joe. He was on with Joe. And one of the things Derek Shelton said was he still felt like Gregory Polanco, despite having been in the bigs for a while and making it to the bigs fairly early at age 22, at 28 was still a young man. Do you see him that way? Because the way I interpreted what Derek Shelton said was there's room for this player to grow. At 28, he is not a quote-unquote, I guess, finished or polished product yet, where what you see is what you're going to get moving forward.
Yeah, I don't see him as a young guy. I mean, he's had, I think, enough big league time that we don't call him. In fact, on this team, he's a veteran. You know, this is a guy whose career started in 2014 at the big league level. And, you know, we've talked about this, Chris, for a couple years now that, and I know John Wehner brings this up often, that it's nice, it's a first step to have Polanco healthy. But just because he's healthy, that does not mean he's productive, because overall in his career, he has been a disappointment. I think he would admit that. Even when healthy, there have been stretches, not a lot of them, unfortunately, where he, in fact, just before he got hurt a couple years ago, he was playing the best baseball of his career, and we were seeing the Polanco that we thought we were going to get.
Yeah, June, July, he was basically MVP level that year in terms of his offensive production.
It. And really, if you look at his career, you can find some stretches like that. Nothing as large a sample as that, mm-hmm. those 2 months. And that really has defined, unfortunately, his disappointing career. I did think he looked good in spring training for what that is worth, and I found it interesting watching some practice and a few games to see how well he was running the bases. That what stood out to me. I thought, well, this guy is flying around the bases, and Derek Shelton pointed that out later on. In fact, he said that recently, that's one of the things that he was pleasantly surprised about, was to see how well he ran the bases as well as anybody on the team. So he's still a big question mark for me. And, you know, when people ask about the shortened season, what could happen in 60 games, could they surprise people? And because it is such a short season, the answer is absolutely yes. They could surprise people. And it might begin and end with Gregory Polanco.
Speaking of that shortened season, there's something else I wanted to ask you about that's baseball related. But from a broadcasting perspective, one thing we know about a 60-game season, Brownie, is that every game automatically takes on considerably more importance. They're roughly three times as valuable, if you want to look at it that way, as a normal game would be in a normal season. So is it going to be sort of an adjustment period for you to maybe put a little bit more gravity on each game than if it was game 12 of 162 versus game 12 of 60, where you're already at the 20% mark?
Hey, I don't know, Chris, I don't know how I'll react to that. It's so different for all of us. The fact that we're starting the season in late July, what's that going to feel like? You know, is July 24th in St. Louis going to feel like an opening day? Mm-hmm. You know, there no fans initially anyway. So I can't say where I'm going to feel like as a broadcaster I'm going to put extra importance on game one. Now, maybe as we get into it a couple of weeks in, depending on where the Pirates are, realizing that if you're playing good ball first couple of weeks, you're essentially in it, then perhaps I will. But I think initially, probably just kind of learning the ropes in terms of this this new dynamic that we're all involved in.
What's your reaction to the idea of the piggybacking potential for Stephen Brault and Chad Kuhl as that fifth starter in the rotation?
Yeah, I like it. I think there's certainly two, which is kind of what you're looking for when you do that. You're looking at two really completely different pitchers, not just the fact that one's right-handed, one's left-handed. It can turn a lineup around. It's really the ideal opener scenario where Brault could start and go through the lineup once. Stats show that he's done a great, really good job with that, especially, you know, as he's been a reliever and a starter in his career, going through that lineup one time. And then have Kuhl come in, providing a whole different look. And I loved hearing, it was Stallings the day before, I believe the day before yesterday, that said Kuhl's curveball was, I think he called it gross. He said just, really impressed by how Chad Kuhl looks. And, you know, before Kuhl got hurt, he was emerging as what looked to be maybe not the top of the rotation guy, but certainly a good fit as a two or three guy in the rotation. And if he's close to anything close to that, I think that that's a really nice fit, those two combining as piggyback pitchers for the fifth spot.
Brownie, it was nice to talk about something that actually had to do with baseball on the field with the finish line, which is really the starting line in this particular situation, now in sight, 2 weeks away or thereabouts. So it was good to talk to you.
Hey, you too, Molsey. We're looking forward to it, man.
We'll talk again next week. Thanks, Greg.
Take care.
July 23rd, 2020, the weirdest opening day, I would argue, in Major League Baseball history. Now, will it get there? That is the question.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.